This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golz. If you have been listening to recent programs, you might have picked up on the mention of waiting. Down through the centuries recorded in the Old Testament, God's people waited for the coming of the Messiah. There were so many ups and downs in Israel's history. Many, I'm sure, wondered if the hope of a Messiah was nothing more than a pipe dream, wishful thinking. Then, unexpectedly for the vast majority, he arrived. Not with pomp and splendor, the chief priests and teachers of the law knew the promise in Micah that he would be born in Bethlehem, but there is no record any of them tried to find the Messiah when the wise man inquired where he was born. It was only the wise men from afar and the poor shepherds who sought out the Messiah once informed. A few days later, we meet Simeon and Anna. When Jesus was brought to the temple to be circumcised, there they were, waiting. Both saw their dreams come true. Both had their hope fulfilled. Both were rewarded for their patient waiting. Simeon declared in Luke 2:29-30, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people." Anna noticed Joseph and Mary bringing in baby Jesus to be circumcised. Coming up to them, it says, at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. Luke 2:38. Are you waiting with the same kind of expectation for the fulfillment of your blessed hope, the second coming of Jesus Christ?